10:47 the time. All good things come to those who wait. Thank you for sticking with us on the Midday Show. And Leo Carrillo and Other Stories is the brand new album by Los Angeles-based Sunkist of songwriter and recording artist Marcus Buser. It's his vision. The album is presented as a series of vignettes on love and loss and addiction, compassion, redemption, all told through the haze of a Southern California sunset. It's a fantastic album. You're going to hear some cuts off it right now. We are looking forward to this performance. Please welcome, if you will, Sunkiss.
Think it over till I'm sober again. Wanna leave you, but I hate losing a good friend. Fresh air, fresh air. Coughing at night, breathe all right. If you love me, why do you hurt me so? This love has one side, still I say I'm fine. When it's too much, babe, I guess I can go. Fresh air, fresh air. Time like you got nothing to do. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air.
Thanks to y'all so much. We're Sunkiss. We're really excited to be here on live on the radio. We're playing songs off our new record, which is called Leo Carrillo and Other Stories. This is another one that we're going to play. That last one is called Fresh Air. We're going to play a song now called Melt Away, which is a little bit more of a romantic song.
She always gets so angry
won't you stay? So much. We're so excited to be here to be playing music for you. My name is Marcus Bucer. We got Priscilla Perry singing and playing the keys. We got Cooper Walken playing the drums. The name of this band is called Sun Kiss, like to be kissed by the sun, just one kiss, Sun Kiss. And we're going to play one more song off our new record called Leo Carrillo and Other Stories. And this last song is called Right Man. And, you know, it's a song, it's like an apology. This is an apology song. It's a song about hurting someone you love and wishing that you didn't. Ready? One, two, three, four.
I broke your trust, baby, and now you're gone. Man, I treat you wrong. Trip when I have a good thing going, like I'll burn up if I stand in the sun. Why you love me when I'm obviously broken? Don't deserve your grace, and now I need more. I wanna be the right man. Treat you wrong, baby. I wanna be the right man. I treat you wrong, baby.
Sunkiss, and that's Marcus Cooper and Priscilla. I heard a couple of few great songs off of the new album. We're going to go over that album and this new project in just a couple of seconds. Delighted to have you with us. Delighted to have Sunkiss in the house with us. They're back in a minute. A couple of minutes after 11 o'clock, it's the midday show. The Mornings with Ed show has transformed into the midday show, and we're fortunate this morning to have with us Marcus Cooper and Priscilla. They are Sunkiss, and what an amazing live set. What a great in-studio set that was, man.
Thanks, Ed. I'm stoked to be here.
Stoked to have you here. And I explained to the audience before that we've had you in here with a couple of different projects.
Yeah.
And I'm not just blowing smoke in your face. This is my favorite project ever, man. I love the album. You sent the album to me. I love every song on it. I was so delighted, first of all, that you played Melt Away. Melt Away is one of my favorite new songs ever.
Oh, thanks, man.
So tell us about the new project and how the Leo Carrillo and other stories got started.
Yeah. So this project kind of evolved over the last 2 years. It was me recording a lot by myself at my house in Highland Park. And then I brought in Cooper on the drums, who was in Bird Concerns with me. We were in Bird Concerns together, which that band was also on this radio show before.
Right. I still have Trapped in my personal stash, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
I still have that song. It's like when I listen to it whenever I'm driving, man.
Oh, yeah. I love that. And then I brought in Priscilla, who is a great singer-songwriter herself. I had produced a record for her and just like fell in love with her music and needed to have her in my band. So we got her, and then our bass player, Brian, couldn't be here today because he's teaching surf lessons, but he wanted to be here.
I noticed when the car pulled up, you have surfboards on top. That's the coolest thing about a band, man. Yeah. You just know they're from California. Yeah. You know, a surfboard on the car.
Well, you know, we live in LA, so if we're coming to OC, we're going to have to steal some OC waves. So yeah, guys.
Right out here, just outside the studio. I think they're looking good today.
It was looking all right. Yeah, I was scoping it.
Not bad. So how do you approach someone like Priscilla? When you see her in public, you see, wow, I really like this person. How do you approach her and say, you know what, be in my band?
Well, luckily I didn't have to cold call her. Our bass player, Brian, was a mutual friend, and they were playing together on in a different project, like a more kind of hip-hop R&B project. And then Brian was like, yo, you got to check out this cat, Priscilla. She's amazing. And so Brian and I had like
done a lot of producing together. Right. I produced my own music, and Brian and I had produced my first record together. And so then we started recording for Priscilla and producing a record for her, and then it just kind of was natural. It just clicked really right away.
Right. Sometimes when I'm here on this side of the desk, I get the feeling that artists sometimes don't realize how awesome they are, man. And I'm serious about this. When I say that the songwriting for this album, the songwriting in particular, dude, nailed it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nailed it. So you worked on it over a couple of years.
Yeah, about a year and a half. I wrote it about a year and a half. Wrote it a lot during the lockdown time,
right,
and recorded it during that time. That was kind of where the album title kind of came from. Like, I know everybody has a sob story. It was a bummer. But like, you know, for me, before that, I was like gigging and touring full time in bands and stuff. So right, when the lockdown happened, it was just such a bummer for me because like I basically like lost my career completely. Right. And, you know, and then I went through some really hard heartbreak during that time. And it was just kind of like my whole life got turned upside down while I was making this record. So three of the songs on the record, Leo Carrillo, Rincon, and Little Doom, are named after my three favorite surf spots in LA. Right. And so the record is kind of dedicated to that because like when my whole life got turned upside down, the only things that were really consistent was music and the ocean. So that was kind of what it was dedicated to.
Right. And having to write during the lockdown with all of this other stuff going on, yeah, in the world, man, with all of this other stuff, and you're suffering personal heartache, is it easy to write at that point?
I think the songs just kind of came out.
Right.
The album is 11 songs long. I think I recorded 30 or 35, something like that. And I just picked my favorites.
Yeah. You picked good ones, man. Well, fine choices.
Some of the other ones will be coming out too on the next record. Right. But yeah.
Taking you to Vegas the next time I want to play roulette. Man. Yeah. Here, pick these six numbers for me, man. So Priscilla, tell us about your background. How'd you get started, first of all?
How did I get started? Oh, talking to me. Sorry, this is my first time.
You're good. No, it's all right.
Well, I've basically just been like singing since I could talk. And then like I decided to go to music school and I came back and I had a friend that I went to college with ask me if I wanted to sing background with her for a show.
Right.
And that was in 2017. And, you know, until lockdown, I've basically been gigging ever since. And I'm in like three different bands. Yeah, just
so when you say singing since I can talk, like it's just nothing else, like the rest of us can sing, like the rest of the world can sing as well, like, as you.
It's like sometimes I'm literally just walking around my kitchen and like thinking out loud, but I'm thinking in song, like I just
right.
And then somewhere along the way, it was like Sarah Bareilles who like kind of like catapulted me into starting to play piano because I just had to learn how to play. Yeah, I just had to learn how to play Love Song. And I did it for like my ninth grade talent show, and that was my first like live performance ever.
Right.
I wish I could see that video.
Yeah.
So where do you go from the point of singing at home and I know I can sing this song, I'm at home by myself, to building up the courage to know, yeah, I can sing in public, absolutely, and I can sing well, damn it.
It was actually like kind of in college, because once I decided to study music, like it's just kind of been my other language, like my whole life, basically.
Right.
And then at some point, like I started writing kind of out of like necessity. It's like my diary was just like, I had to like write a song, like something would happen. And then I wrote a song. And then my friends would always be like, oh, you gotta, you know, like do something like with this music. And I'm like, well, it's mainly just for me. But then like after that first show where my friend asked me to play, I was just like, sure, like, you know,
right,
keep playing more gigs, and people would be like, hey, you want to do this thing? You want to do that thing? And I'm just like, I had a year where I decided I was just going to say yes to everything, and I ended up playing like more than one show a month, and it just kind of, you know,
right,
got bigger and bigger,
right,
from there.
The more you agree to, the more you're agreeable with, I think.
Yeah.
That's the deal. So Cooper, you were in here before when we had Bird Concerns as the band. As you go through life, do you put a beat to everything? Do you, as people are talking, do you go, yeah?
I am guilty of that. Yeah. I think, yeah.
Okay.
I think that most people do. They just don't really realize they're making beats.
Right.
But I notice them.
Magic, man. That's magic. Tell Marcus me about the heartbreak. Tell me a little bit about, first of all, the song Right Man was about an apology.
Yeah.
Give me that story, please.
Oh, man. I don't know if it's on-air appropriate. How do I put this? Life, it changes, you know? And people come in and out of your life, and that's a good thing, and it's a beautiful thing, but it's just, it hurts a lot, you know? Right. And it's hard to adjust, but that's just part of it. So I don't know. Like I process definitely my life and my feelings through my music, and so it's, you know, it all comes out on the records.
Right.
Yeah.
It comes out well. Okay. So meticulously written as you're writing these songs, is it tough to generalize them and make them not person specific?
You know, I think about that a lot, and I do feel like there's a balance where it's like I don't love like being super specific when I talk about music, because I like people to kind of make their own story to it, you know. Right. But when I write it, I do write pretty specific, and I think that does make it a little bit more relatable. Like I think about like country music sometimes, you know, where it's like country music. Like I love country music, even though you wouldn't hear that in my music, but like. The songs are so specific, you know, they say like really detailed stories. And even if I haven't lived that exact detailed story, the details kind of make it feel more real and make it feel like I can apply it to my life.
Right.
So when I write about things in my life, I think sometimes it gets romanticized, you know, and maybe a little bit, what's the word? Exaggerated, you know?
Okay.
But it is pretty real, you know? Right. I am talking about my experience, and I think that, I hope that other people can relate to that.
Right. There is no embellishing honesty. There really isn't, man. And I think that that's what comes through on this album, is each and every song is just honest, man. And all of us can relate to it. And it may be specific, it may be general. I don't know what you wanted to deliver.
Yeah.
But I think all of us can relate to that honesty in this writing, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, right on. So the album in general is to be listened to while watching a sunset at the beach, right? Is that the deal? Is that
definitely, yeah. I think it's got that vibe for sure. Or like you can put it on a romantic morning, you know? Or
it's good for a bike ride, too.
A bike ride.
I actually listen to your music while I'm riding my bike. It's a really fun time.
That's pretty cool, man.
My bike got stolen, so I'm pretty sore about it.
Well, there's a song right there. Yeah.
Right.
Next record.
I think that's a country song right there. So what's next on the horizon? So you chose 11 out of 30 something songs.
Yeah.
Where are those other 20 plus songs, or where are those?
They're on my computer. I'm gonna do there's a song on the record. The first song on the record, Only in Dreams, is like an acoustic song, but I have another version of it that's like a disco version that's gonna come out as a single. And then I'm about halfway recording a new album. That should be out in the next year. So right now we're just kind of playing a lot of shows, trying to promote the record, and going to be doing a little bit of touring this summer and stuff. So just doing that, and then I'm going to be in the studio for about the next month working on the next record.
All right. And when you're in the studio, that's it, man. You're working. That's your nose to the grindstone. That's it, man.
Yeah, I go crazy in the studio.
Right.
I am fortunate that I have a home studio and I have a big producing and engineering background, so I can do it, you know, by myself. Like, I'll bring in Priscilla and stuff to work on stuff, or Cooper to work on stuff too. But most of it is me playing all like the guitars and basses and singing and stuff.
Right.
I go into like manic mode. Like, I am glad that nobody sees me, because it's like me pacing around the room, like just chugging coffee, and I'm not wearing a shirt, and I'm cursing, and I'm like yelling at my cat, and like it's full insanity.
The yelling at your cat, that's another country song we could write. I feel all kinds of country coming out of this.
He doesn't deserve it. He's sweet. I'm just getting my frustration out.
And I want to let the audience know, when he says engineering background, I had made a lot of suggestions to how we were going to set this studio up when they came in, and Marcus was all, yeah, whatever you think is best. And clearly whatever you thought we were going to do was ended up being the best, man. So thank you. I appreciate that acknowledgement there, man. We're touring in the summer. I'd love to have you guys back. I'd love to have you back,
sure.
Like maybe tomorrow. We'll do some more of the album tomorrow, man. Let's see if we can do that. And the last thing I'll ask about the album.
Yeah.
The last song is a little minute and a half, really cool, vibey thing. Leo Carrillo, it's called, right?
Yeah, totally.
Your thoughts about putting that, why you placed it there?
I feel like it was like that one for me is like you're coasting home.
Right.
You know, like
right.
It's like the album is kind of like a journey, and that one is like the last leg of the journey. And it's like, I imagine when I listen to that song, Leo Carrillo is like one of my favorite surf spots. It's a state park in North Malibu in LA County. And, it's like so serene and so beautiful, but also like kind of very dangerous. It's one of the more dangerous surf spots because it's very rocky.
Right.
And so it's like, I don't know, I just imagining you're just like coasting down the PCH, the Pacific Coastal Highway, and like the windows down, and like you just went through something really real. Like, you know, like you had a lot of feelings and you went through something that was really powerful and emotional, and you're just coasting home and reflecting.
Beautifully stated. If our listeners want to pick up the album or swag or whatever, where do they go to benefit the band the most?
Yeah, we are on all the streaming services. You can do that. That's appreciated. So Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, Amazon. We're on Instagram, and we're also on Bandcamp. So you can buy it on Bandcamp. But I don't have vinyls of it right now, so just online right now.
Yeah, and we'll be playing it to death here, man. I swear to God we will.
Awesome.
Leo Carrillo and Other Stories, brand new album by Sunkiss. My thanks to Marcus, to Priscilla, and to Cooper. Thank you all for being here today.
Thanks, Ed.
I had a great time. 11:20.